Hallelujah. Now, if you read further, let's read further. Verse 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The response, verse 8. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. It means there is a story between verse 7 and verse 8. There was something that they were doing that they noticed they didn't have enough oil anymore. Amen. But if you read the story, you discover that at the time that they were looking for this oil, it was too late. It was too late. Then we understand Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 13. Now, in Luke chapter 13, this is the way Jesus Christ put it, verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, what did he say? Strive, struggle. And if you catch the impact of that statement, when you hear Jesus Christ speaking, the words in some Bible, they are in red. It is for emphasis. So that begin to read in between the lines to catch the impact of what he's saying. Now, if he says strive, struggle, it means to enter the kingdom, it will not be easy. Therefore, it is dangerous to follow it doesn't matter gospel. It is an antichrist spirit. If Jesus himself said, struggle. You will be struggling with something. What will you be struggling with? You will be struggling with the affairs of this world. You will be struggling with carnality, the works of the flesh. You will be struggling with false teachers and false apostles. You will be struggling with false prophets. You will be struggling with everything that will try to distract you from making it. Strive. Women will be struggling with fashion. Fashion. Women. That's their own. Fashion. Women. Strive. Struggle. It is not easy for a modern day woman with all the access to information through the internet, television and everything, for a woman to believe that she's beautiful without wearing trousers and makeup. For you to break through that, it will take the grace of God. For you to dress like that and be proud of it. When I look at the television and I see this hijab women that wear, the Muslim women that wear that, they cover everything, leaving only their face. And when there was a legislation in France that they should not put that so that they will know the criminals they are looking for, they protested that this is how I serve my God. Christian women! Ha! God will use that to judge all of you. Because he too gave you a standard and you refuse to follow it, following the way of the world. They dress to let the whole world know which side they belong. Why are you not ready to identify which side you belong? By your appearance. You will struggle with it. So let me read up. Verse 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. That straight there is narrow. Very, very narrow. Very, very narrow. Hey. For many, Jesus Christ is saying, I say unto you, we seek to enter in. They will seek to enter in. Many. Church, many. See them. Thousands of them. Millions of them. One church, millions.
Catholic Church alone, 1.something billion. All of them, where are you going? To heaven. But I say, many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in and shall not be able. When, this is why they will not be able, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without, foolish virgin, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught us in our streets. So they were actually followers. They were those foolish virgins. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And he added, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why did he say there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth? It is because this group of people, they were sure of making it. But remember, he said he stands up. So what is the next stage? The next stage in God's agenda, as the seven church age is ending, he has been sitting for the past seven church ages. We are in the seat of mercy. The mercy seat. Interceding till the last bride member comes in. When he finishes that, he will stand up. Standing up there, and then he said he shuts the door. He starts by standing up and shuts the door. The door is enclosed. He is now enclosed with some people. What is that door? It is the door of revelation. It is the door of revelation. That is the reason why some people will never understand the teachings concerning salvation. Some people will never. Church, the time is almost on now. He will soon stand up from that seat. Go and get enough oil so that you can trim your lamp of revelation. Correct all the errors. That is the trimming of the lamb. Correct all the denominational errors we inherited. Hogar pastor, you know you have been watching us on this channel. You know what we are saying is the truth. But you are too proud to rearrange your church. Very soon, you will look for this revelation, you will not see it again. Hogar Gio, because you want to belong to a group of the College of Bishops that have claimed some big office, arrogated to themselves some positions in the kingdom. Because you want to belong, you have heard the truth through this channel you are watching now. You cannot change because of title, because of money, because of popularity, because of pride, you cannot change. I say, church, I have taught you wrong. I have learned the truth now. Ha! The door will soon close. The door will soon close. What will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Brother Abba, from the Savior today, risking your soul from the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Brothers, what will you give? Sisters, what will you give? Oh, what will you give in exchange for your soul?
victory. Rush upon it away. What do you need in exchange for
faith? 7 sins were revealed on William Branham. 6 we are open. The revelation of the 6 seals were given to the prophet, and he told us as it was revealed to him. When it came to the 7th seal, the last seal was the 7th seal. When it was opened, amen, there was silence for a space of half an hour. That is in the book of Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. Can we read it? And when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That ended the 7th seal. William Branham said that when it came to the 7th seal, the angel that was telling him what all these things meant, hallelujah, was silent. He said something was written in an unknown language that he himself could not understand. Silence. It was silence. So it means, amen, there is something about the 7th seal. There is something about the 7th seal. Hallelujah. Because the 7th seal has to do with the next move after the shout. And that next move will not be by William Branham. It was not his ministry. He has fulfilled his own, and he has gone. Because it was not his own. Hallelujah. John also. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. John also saw something that was connected to that 7th seal. He was about to write, and the angel said, don't write it, because it did not concern John. So that the devil will not know about it and mess it up. That is what William Branham said. That's why it was silent. Praise the Lord. So what is it? Revelation chapter 8 verse 1, which is the opening of the 7th seal, has something to do with Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 to 6. Can we open it? If you have heard this before, be patient. Somebody will be hearing it for the first time through our broadcast, or even sitting down here now. Somebody, you will give the tape to listen somewhere, will hear this. That's why I'm taking my time, for that is what this ministry is for. This is not an exhortation. This is a teaching to establish us. This is the force against wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, amen, why was there silence? This is the reason. Chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. That description tells you, who is that angel that came down? From that description, you know, that mighty angel. Hallelujah. Now, that mighty angel is the same angel Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 referred to as the archangel. It's the same thing. Jesus Christ said midnight cry, Apostle Paul said shout. It's the same thing. The mighty angel is the same archangel that Apostle Paul was talking about. Okay, let's read on. Verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. Hallelujah. And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. Remember Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 said, the Lord will descend with a shout and the voice of the archangel. The voice of the archangel, here Apostle Paul heard that archangel cry. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, so they said something, and Apostle John the Revelator, John, he heard it. I was about to write. He was about to write what he heard. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. Hallelujah. So, only one man heard what the seven thunders said. Who was that man? John the Revelator. And he was told not to write. So it was not written. And he kept it to himself and died with it. So whatever those seven thunders said, nobody knows. It is not written anywhere. But the other six seals, listen, all that was there written there, the first seal opened, he saw something. Second seal opened, he saw something. Third seal like that, he saw, he described what he saw. But what he saw, he did not have the full meaning of it. He did not have revelation. He saw a man dressed in a white horse, sitting with bow. Another one, black horse. Another one, red horse. Another one, pale horse, like that. The meaning he didn't know. Until 1963, God came down and told another man, Elijah, to this age. That man, William Branham. In that monumental visitation from above, that God allowed science to catch the picture of that cloud, of those seven angels that came down to reveal those revelation. They were open, but no revelation. It took William Branham to come down. God, that is the cloud there that you see on the screen there. And what did they form in the sky? It is a description of who Jesus is. Hallelujah. The white hair in Revelation chapter 1. You can see his face there and everything there. All that hair, the Hoffman head of Christ description of what he saw Jesus at the age of 33. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it took William Branham to give us the meaning of each seal. But when it came to the seventh seal, there was silence. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to note, he lifted up his hand. Listen, he was standing. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ. We know him for the past 2,000 years as sitting down somewhere. But here now, he has stood up. And that is what he was referring in Luke chapter 13, in verse 24, 25. He is standing up to shut the door. Here he is. He stands up. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth up, that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. It means salvation is over. So it means by the time that Jesus Christ stands up from the mercy seat with that book, it is the book of redemption. It is the sealed book. It has been sealed. The last seal that kept that book open has just been opened in chapter 8, verse 1. It opens with a silence. Why silence? Because something is about to take place. The man that has been sitting down on the mercy seat for 2,000 years is standing up. It calls attention of everybody. Stand still for the next move. It takes that book. swears by him that liveth forever and ever, that there should be time no longer. So number one, at the sounding of the seven thunders, salvation is over. So, number one, anybody that tells you the thunders have been revealed, you can now use that to tell him, when was it revealed? Then, if it was revealed in 1963 by William Branham, then why, how come in 1989 I got saved? Hallelujah. How come now in 1989? Some of you here, now last year you live the Apollo. Amen. Praise God. A young one was telling me he owned a nightclub in Festac. Nightclub, bubbling nightclub. Until he came here. He told me last week. After he found salvation, he went and closed the nightclub. Yes. If there is no more salvation, how did that young man get saved? Why are some of you receiving the Holy Ghost here now? When he said that there should be time no longer. So that is the first key we have. But the truth is, the next thing we are expecting is the voice of the archangel. When he will stand up. And he will soon stand up. Amen. The devil is bringing that revelation to confuse us. But we will never be confused. Because we have the true fivefold ministry here to keep us in line. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is the seven thunders? Glory be to God. What is a thunder? A thunder is God's own way as of announcing to someone, to a people, that he's about to say something. Thunder. Amen. It's God's own way of announcing that he's about to tell you something. And I learned something from this too. Amen. Elijah. Amen. Was told to go and wait somewhere on the mountain, somewhere. In 1 Kings chapter 19. Can we read it? From verse 9. Let's learn something from here. And he came to that unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. The Lord passed by. See the Lord passing by now. And a great and a strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, after the wind, an earthquake. There was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire! But the Lord was not in the fire. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Listen first. There was a wind. Hey, Pentecostal preachers, listen to me. There was a wind. Oh, people will be falling down the anointing. Have you seen that wind? Oh, and people are falling. People are falling. Some even stand and look at you like this. And you will fall down with the breath from their mouth. But the Lord is not in the wind. There was a fire.
Shout fire, and fire they fall. But the Lord was not in the fire. Then there was earthquake. Hey, Elijah said, hey, he don't come. The Lord was not in the earthquake. Listen, church. Whatever manifestation you have, fire all around you. Your body is shaking. Hallelujah. It is only God announcing to you, I am coming. That is not the ministry. Omega fire. Mountain of fire. Holy Ghost fire overflow. They are names of ministry. Hallelujah. And the fire is falling down nyafu nyafu. But God is not in the fire. It's not me saying, it's the Bible saying. God is saying, he's going to pass by. God was passing by the denomination and going to his bride. They were receiving the fire as he was passing by. They were receiving the earthquake as he was passing by. As he was passing by the denominations, the Pentecostal, and they were passing by, and he passed, and they held onto the fire, thinking he's in the fire. And they passed, they held onto the earthquake, thinking he's in the earthquake. And they held onto the wind, thinking he's in the wind. But he's only passing by somewhere. He's going to meet Elijah. He's on his way to meet Elijah. It is time for Elijah ministry. He was passing to meet Elijah. Somebody catch that. After that, the next verse. Eh? After the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, Omega fire, Holy Ghost fire, mountain of fire. After that, there was a message. A still small voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We shall continue next Sunday. What next? We shall continue next Sunday. Don't know where God has brought you. Don't let the mystery that produced a ministry like this. Don't know the mystery. Where is that song? Come to the Savior, make no delay. Come to the Savior, make no delay.
Come to the Savior, make no delay. He is one, he has shown us the way. Children, so
Come to the altar now. Sort it out though. The gate will soon close. Come and sort it out with him before it's too late. Kneel down and sort it out with him. They cannot play with my salvation. No. They cannot play with my salvation. No.
Oh, no, what I know.
Yes, Lord.
We give Jesus the Savior, the captain of the band. He's right before it's too late. Oh, join the look of Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What I know.
Father, Papa, we thank you for this particular service. For your sons and daughters at this altar is the fruit of this service today. Father, we believe you have them in mind before you inspire this message. For each time you speak, you have some group of people in mind. Eternal God, they have been convinced and convicted by the power of your word. They are here at the altar, crying and supplicating. Great God, may you receive their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let their coming to this altar, O God, become a turning point in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. The revival you are kindling their heart today, Father, that fire will never go down in the name of Jesus Christ. Great Jehovah, the hand of the enemy in your life, oh God, be a weak point, be a besetting sin. Lord, let that seed, let that desire, let that evil emotion, let that evil appetite, let them die natural death in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Papa, let the spirit of regeneration begin to hover now in their soul to recreate, to re-energize the image and likeness of God in their soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Eternal God, the picture of the world, the power of the flesh will be overcome in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Papa, that they will go out and be evident and example of true believers in the name of Jesus Christ. And in their very own homes, in their offices, in their shop, Papa, they will lift up Christ and hold up the testimony of God Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ. Abba, Father, let the seed of your word in the heart, Papa, today, let it never die. You, Papa, the great shepherd of our soul, may you water the seed of your word in their heart until it will germinate and produce Christ in their character, in their action, in their attitude, in the name of Jesus Christ. For a new moment, Papa, give them power for righteous life, power for holiness, power for purity. And let their action, Papa, be guided and be led by the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, our God. This we ask you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. If you have not been baptized, we are here on Tuesday to baptize you. Your life will never remain the same again. Will never remain the same. Oh, yes.